Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Vectis Radio at the Isle of Wight Festival. This is super exciting because I'm going to fanboy here a bit and say you're one of my favourite bands. We're joined by Coach Party. Good evening.
Hello.
Oh, good evening to you,
yeah,
sir.
Thank you so much.
So it's been like, even though like every 12 months it seems with yourselves, you take on this new entity which just becomes bigger and bigger and it becomes more amazing. Debut album out in the last 12 months, Killjoy, which... I'm going to get my facts wrong here. Did go top 100?
Yeah. I think it reached somewhere like 30-ish, didn't it, before the machine took over and take streaming into account. But yeah.
I feel like it got in like the top 10 for like an hour or something.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure we peaked at like 4 and then came later, but they didn't last very long and then came back down then maybe charted like mid-70s maybe, I think.
Yeah, I think basically every artist who isn't Adele but is doing okay has that exact same thing where they go, wow, we're doing so well, this is going to like be the best thing ever, and you plummet after the midweek. Yeah.
And that first week high though, is that's all albums now. Maximo Park will come in at number 2 then crash out of the top 100. Yeah. So that first week high must be amazing.
Yeah, it was really great. Really great. And so much like positive stuff, and it was just a really lovely week.
We're on the in-store tour we did, and we did some like acoustic shows, so we got to see those people play the songs in a like more chilled way, which was hard.
Apart from Parasite, which just took on like a techno vibe.
Yeah, that was good. But yeah, it was a good week. It felt like big moment.
Does coming back to the Isle of Wight Festival, even though it's a huge site, does it feel like a homecoming still?
It's different, isn't it? No matter how you try and approach the like, oh, it essentially is another gig, another festival. But for some reason, maybe it's because we don't have to spend 6 hours travelling or something, that we all get a bit giddy and like, oh, this is going to be fun, isn't it? And there's something about it that is just different.
It was weird, like, I was at my house till like 4:30 today. And I was like kind of freaking out. I was like, I'm gonna be late.
You have to check the number 3 bus, see if it comes, that's all right. I mean, it's amazing to have you here. When was the last time you played the festival?
I have no idea, Joe.
Probably 2019, or maybe even 18. 19 probably.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
We weren't called Coach Party.
We never played it as Coach Party,
It's our debut.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I think you just assume that you play it every year. In my head, I'm like, we've played it every year. But we haven't. First time. No.
And tonight, you're headlining the River Stage, which is amazing. 9:45 tonight. I've asked a lot of bands this. Have you got anything special planned for your homecoming gig?
We've got a great walk-on song.
Oh, that's interesting. It's intriguing.
Yeah, I suppose it's quite a left-field choice. Like, kind of, I don't know. Yeah, it's good. It's a good track. It's my favourite song of all time. Yeah.
Didn't we have we were like chatting about like we wanted to do something, and then we were thinking about infiltrating like someone that was playing.
Yeah, like getting a special guest, and then we just never thought about it beyond that conversation.
We had to do a tax return or something, and then like that took over.
But it's always going to be special. We're always doing something special.
Last question, obligatory new music question. It's not even been 9 months since Killjoy came out. Are you looking into new things to come out soon?
Absolutely, always.
We never really, since we've been putting out records, whether it's the EPs or the album, we're pretty much like constantly writing and demoing.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment it's a toss-up between making new music or creating a new shape of pasta. And, you know, I think we're nearly there on a decision, but either way, there'll be some kind of product.
Do you send the new shape of pasta to BBC and Absolute and all that?
It's one of those things, you have to keep it so secret because, you know, once it leaks, and our pasta does not leak, by the way, the whole point of it is that it retains the absolute... the absolute maximum amount of sauce that it could. Like, it would change the world. But our label probably isn't that interested in it, so I don't know, we'll see.
You need to, you know, get get in with Napolina Records essentially at that point, don't you? You do across Pasta, Vinyl and all that.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot to talk about.
Yeah, sure. Busy year. Yeah. Okay.
Edible Vinyl on the horizon.
See, Coldplay aren't doing Edible Vinyl. They call themselves eco-friendly.
Yeah,
Coldplay, before I create an enemy article, which is beef between Coldplay and Coach Party, I'm going to let you go. Steph, Joe, Guy from Coach Party, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot. Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.